This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome back to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance, the man with the plan. Travis, great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. We always have fun. We were talking before the show, of course, talking about the Super Bowl, which was about a week ago or so, and the highlights and lowlights. I think the highlight was probably Patrick Mahomes, even though I was rooting for somebody else to win it, because they've had their fun in the sun. But it's hard to beat Mahomes, isn't it?
It is, and good morning. Welcome to all of our listeners this morning. And yes, I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl like I did, but I was on pins and needles because it was one of the best Super Bowls, you know, action-wise that we've seen in a long time. I mean, it was a, as old good old JR from WWE used to say, it was a good old-fashioned slobber knocker. You had defense, you had offense, and you don't give Patrick Mahomes the ball with 2 minutes to go to win the game and expect, if you're the opposing team, and expect a good outcome. So, you know, kudos to the Chiefs. 49ers do not have to hang their hats or their heads. They played their you know what's off, and they did great. I mean, it was everything you wanted. I mean, let's face it, in recent years, you know, what, Chiefs have won 3 of the last 5, but, you know, the one that they lost, because they've been to 4 of the last 5, but won 3, the one they lost, that's the kind of game you don't want, because it was like, what, 31-9, and the Chiefs could barely move the ball against the Buccaneers. This was, you know, when the current GOAT played the actual GOAT, you know, when Tom Brady came in and was like, no, sir, you need to sit down right now. I'm not quite done yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's crazy. It is amazing how he can always just pull things out of the hat, pull the rabbit out of the
hat.
He's
a magician. I mean, yeah. And here's the thing. You know, I saw a bunch of just a collection of, talking about Patrick Mahomes, saw a collection of like Shannon Sharp and who else was it? It was Booger McFarlane and Stephen A. Smith and all of these guys that were just talking smack about Mahomes whenever he came out of college. And they were like, oh, I don't believe in him. You know, Texas Tech, I mean, who do they play? And I don't like, you know, you can't really say that he's going to be a good passer because of their offensive scheme and yada, yada, yada. And here we are. The kid's got, you know, 3 Super Bowls in his first 5 seasons. I mean, all I got to say is hush, just hush. As my grandma would say, honey, hush, just hush.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
That's funny.
Also, we have not been on with each other for a couple weeks. I know there was an event that we had to miss, and then you were actually a little under the weather. So this is our first show in a few weeks, and Tony, I'm still bummed about Toby Keith. That was a gut shot.
Very, to everybody.
Very big fan of his music. Thought he was actually, my opinion, a great country star. You know, the bro country that you see today, not a big fan, but definitely a big loss on the country music scene. Oh. So,
well, and I think a big loss personally, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He was, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge country music fan. I can appreciate it. But Toby Keith went above and beyond just being a country star.
He
was a great person.
Yeah.
And he held to his beliefs, but yet he was able to, he had friends that were, it was shocking, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, a big Trump supporter who's also friends with Obama. I mean, in this day and age where you have so much vitriol between people, Toby Keith really pulled people together.
He did.
He was a great person. I mean, I've seen interviews with him. He seemed like the real deal, right? I mean, yet he didn't sacrifice any of his own beliefs, commitments, or values. He had integrity. I mean, what an amazing person.
Yeah, it's rare. But yeah. So I guess in keeping with some of the more startling events of recent weeks and days, inflation came in hotter than expected, because obviously it's financial show. We're here to talk about finance. And
right.
It peeked its head out. It's the ground. Maybe it was the groundhog effect. Maybe whenever Punxsutawney Phil came out and said you got an early spring, he was literally just talking about your weather, not your finances. Because, you know, guys, we've talked about this over and over. Tony, you know, inflation, the initial shock, the sticker shock going from 9 to 3, that was the easy part. Right.
Yeah.
Because you cleared out the supply chain issues. You cleared out a lot of the cash. We burned through the just gigantic amount of surplus of funds that were put in because of COVID. And, you know, it was your low hanging fruit. I know it seems like how in the world was going from 9% to 3% low hanging, but it was. And the sticky part's going to be going from 3 to 2.
Yeah, that's going to take a little longer.
You and I have talked, and I've actually made that exact comment for the last going on a year.
Yeah,
the 3 to 2 is going to be your problem. It's not going to be your 9 to 3. And so what I think it's doing right now is it's starting to cause some of the uninitiated being those with a plan, some of the uninitiated are starting to have issues, because now you're starting to question, you know, is the income I have been planning for still the right number? You know, cost of living, we've seen, you know, let's talk about the positives. Cost of living on Social Security, it's been great the last 2 or 3 years. Probably going to fall pretty precipitously going forward, because right now they're projecting cost of living for 2025 is going to be somewhere around 1.75.
Yikes.
So we're still expecting inflation to head south, but is it going to head south that much? I think they'll wind up having to increase that and up the COLA instead of 1.75. It's probably going to be in the 2.5-3 range. That's my opinion for 2025. So, you know, how much is just right? What is just right? Whether it's income, it's inflation. Let's talk about it. So inflation comes in couple, you know, tenths of a point higher than expected. It doesn't sound like a lot, but what it does is it gives pause to the Fed. And that's what I think the market sell-off was about yesterday, was, you know, the market is pricing in and has been pricing in some extreme six rate cuts. I've heard 3, probably more than any other number, but 4, 5, 6, those have all been thrown around. But I think that's what a higher inflation rate is going to do, is it's going to make the Fed say, no, we're not lowering rates. We may even raise another quarter point, because we're really going to choke this thing out. Because, I mean, Powell's already said he is committed to killing it, not just wounding it, not just, you know, winging it. He is going to kill it.
Yikes.
So, you know, not saying it's going to happen, but that's the things that start coming back into play. Instead of having a guaranteed, which there are no guarantees, but a almost certainty in the futures market of a rate cut, now has turned into a rate neutral, if not, you know, considering some other options. So market sells off. Well, let's think about this in the grand scheme of the market. When interest rates started to recede back in October, because we had about, August, September, October, you know, the 10-year treasury went from the mid to high 3s up to 5.1%. That caused the market to sell off for about 3 months. Everybody's really unhappy. We talked about it then. You know, hey, if interest rates, which are driving the market, start to recede, we expect there to be probably a very strong reaction from the market, positive. And it was. I didn't know it was going to happen when it happened, but that seemed to be common sense. And since that time, Tony, we were up, you know, almost 20% on the S&P in about, 3 months, maybe 3 months and 2 weeks. So I think what you've also seen is you've got a lot of euphoria that people that maybe shouldn't be playing and dabbling have been playing and dabbling, and that's going to shake a lot of those out. So some of the selling, I hate to say it, is probably going to be necessary. Every now and then you got to flush the pipes. So I think if we didn't have a sell-off and you just continued to see it just shoot up like a meteor and just, you know, light up the sky, then I think that's going to lead to a more dangerous scenario or position. So I'm actually not unhappy that happened. I mean, I know it's not fun. We enjoy looking at our portfolio every day, seeing it go up, but at the grand scheme of things, that's just not reasonable. It's not logical. So, but what it does is whenever you put those things together, and Tony, you know how much I like movies, so I'm going to correlate it to a movie. It's kind of like the movie Perfect Storm with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg. You know, that was a story about a perfect storm where you had like three fronts come together at one time, caused all kind of carnage. Well, that's kind of where we are. Is you saw now people that are getting anxious, it's because they see the market, maybe uncertainty is rearing its head again, inflation is hotter than expected. Oh my goodness, what do I do? Well, the reason they're getting concerned, and as they should be, it could potentially cause you to have to spend more money from your portfolio, which could cause long-term damage if you haven't planned for it. What do I mean by that? Your distribution rate, folks, that's the one thing that we have talked about on this show probably as much as taxes. And that's saying something. Your distribution rate is what drives the train. And if you think that, you know, with Social Security and your other sources of income, you know, if you get out over your skis and you mismanage or miss the mark and don't plan accordingly, and all of a sudden you need to take out 5, 6, 7% of your portfolio to subsidize the balance from the Social Security to what you need to live, then what's going to happen is the nose of your plane could start to go down, and it's going to be very difficult to maintain altitude or even pull it back up. So the reason the distribution rate needs to be thought of is there, you know, for years and years, there was a 4% rule, which, you know, I think is, in my opinion, a little bit of a different scenario today, just simply because think about it like this. People are living longer. The volatility, what we've seen in recent memory, 60-40 has really been challenged over the last 5, 6 years especially, and that's really one of the more popular allocations for clients and for portfolios. If you just go traditional, 4% could be a little much. When you factor in the fact that now inflation, and we don't see deflation unless we get, Tony, like a 2008, right? That's when you see the prices come down, because technically, if you go back and you look, it's very seldom that if someone like, let's just look at like Coca-Cola. I remember, and I'm a Coke guy, so I'm going to drink it regardless. I remember whenever, you know, COVID, pre-COVID, you would buy a case of Diet Coke for $6-7. Now it's $12. That's not going back down, right? That's not going to go back from $12 to $8. It's not going to happen. The $11-$12, that's your new number. So you're going to need more income to live comfortably and buy the same goods and services that you're used to and accustomed to buying. So the problem that I see, Tony, with inflation that most people are not taking into consideration, and I know I said I talk about distribution rate as much as taxes, I got to bring taxes back in, is think about this. If you're let's say you're undershooting your distribution rate, right? And let's say that all of a sudden 4% needs to become 5, 5.5%. Well, what is about to happen in 2 years? the end of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
It's going to expire. Taxes are going to go up.
So if all of a sudden you're forced into a position where you have to take more income because of inflation and you haven't harvested your Roth conversions as you should, you haven't taken part of those funds and started to build up your individual or joint accounts, single or married. If you haven't done those things, then all you have potentially is going to be pre-tax income. Well, what is that going to mean? That means when we see taxes go up, you're going to see rates go up, the thresholds come down, and whenever that perfect storm collides, you could potentially, instead of having to go from 4 to 5, 5.5, Tony, it could be 6, 6.5. Mm. Well, if all of a sudden you went from 4% to 6%, that's a 50% increase. If you haven't planned for that accordingly, that is going to wreak havoc on a portfolio and planning for you to have money as long as you have breath. So, you know, one of the things that we would recommend folks, obviously, is if you are out there right now and if you are one of our clients, this might be a podcast that you need to email out to your friends because they need to hear what I'm about to say. The way that you get around that is the way that is, in my opinion, tried and true. You plan for the worst and hope for the best. If you know that you need X in income, you need to push the envelope and say, well, what if I take X plus and see where your top threshold is? That way you know, hey, I only need $4,000, $5,000 a month. But if I spend $6,000 or $7,000, yes, the kids might inherit a little bit less, but am I going to run out of money? No. That's the way that you actually can begin to get that peace of mind. And then, you know, folks, if you're still sitting with uncertainty and you do that planning, then you start to use the things at your disposal. You know, if your distribution rate's too high and your portfolio can't take the pressure, then you may need to use guaranteed income products to build that up and to support that. And I'm not promoting, I'm just stating a fact. You need to build it like you're building a house. There needs to be some spreading of that load so you're not just basically having all of your force coming down on one pier because your house is not going to stand. And if your distribution rate is low enough, well, then you may just be able to use just good diversification and portfolio management, and you may not need any additional products or services. So, you know, knowing, Tony, is always, my opinion, the best medicine. You know, throw some sunshine on your plan, and, you know, sunshine kills a lot of ills. That light will let you know whether you are doing the right thing or the wrong thing. But so many times we don't know, or either we don't have the lenses to look through to make sure that we are. And that's why people need to give us a call if they have questions so that we can help them do that. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
Well, yeah, and we see the impact of inflation. So people get emotional, Travis, about it. Like in the past week, we saw the S&P 500 hit a record high and go over 5,000. And then the...
Gave it back.
Then the numbers, yep. And then the numbers come out for inflation, and it didn't go down as much as they expected. And so there was a huge sell-off, and it dropped. So
well, but,
this happens.
But Tony, think about this. And whether you're talking about finances, you're talking about any facet of life, okay? This is my opinion. Everyone has one. The things that we worry about are typically, a lot of times, we're a prisoner of our own mind. We worry because we don't know. Why did you work all of your life to put yourself in a position where you are literally going to be a prisoner to your thoughts? Set yourself free. Have a plan so that you know, not just assume, because if you're not an expert, then you are going to say, well, is there something I need to be doing? Am I going to run out of money? Am I going to have these issues that I keep hearing about? Are they going to impact me and my spouse? if you don't know, you are going to sit there and worry and not go on a trip that you should. I tell you, I do this all the time, and my clients are probably out there going to be snickering as they listen to this. I am not a real estate agent, and I am not a travel agent, Tony. I am a financial planner. But I tell my clients to go on more trips than probably non-financial advice, anything else we advise them on. You know why? Because if you don't fly first class, your kids will. And if you don't know, if you don't know what yep. your portfolio is capable of producing, then how do you know if that trip to New Zealand or Australia or to Antarctica, if you want to go, I mean, wherever, how do you know that you can or can't do it if you don't know what your portfolio can and can't do?
Right.
You don't. And that's what I'm trying to drive at, folks, is it is simply put to provide peace of mind for you. That is the whole purpose of what we do and the why. It's to provide peace of mind because, you know, money is not going to buy you happiness, but it sure can rent it for a while. Go to New Zealand. Go if you like, and everybody knows that's one of my favorite destinations of all time. If you go down there and you see things that you've never seen, that's on your bucket list. That is a emotional state that you will carry with you for the rest of your life. That is what I am trying to tell you. It's not about how much money you have. It's about making sure that you have planned as efficiently as possible for you and yours to make sure that you can enjoy what God has given you, be good stewards for what you have, and be able to enjoy yourself and enjoy your spouse in retirement. That's what it's all about. So,
yeah.
Folks, if you're out there, you got anxiety, your friend is one of our clients or just is a follower of our podcast and you got emailed this, you need to be sitting there going, you know what? I need to give Travis a call at 877-269-0839, 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today. Listeners, pick up the phone, give Travis a call. A great show. That does it for Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.